Welcome to America's Diesel Podcast, brought to you by Diesel Power Products. Yeah. If you're here for diesel knowledge, you're going to get nothing, none today. No diesel knowledge on this episode right now.
Uh-oh.
Not even one piece.
I'm flying blind. He hasn't told me, but I don't even know what we're talking about today.
Okay, wait for it.
Wait, hold on. And that's the beauty of it, because some of the times when Ben has a topic, like, he doesn't tell me. And so, just so you guys know, like, we're not scripted or anything. This is completely off the cuff.
I have a notepad. That's my notes right here. It's got seven words. Half of numbers, yeah. Some are shapes.
I draw pictures, which I can't even show you the pictures.
So, again, I reiterate, if you're listening to this for diesel knowledge and information, stop listening right now. Hit the button, stop listening, skip, go back, whatever. Okay, now that we got rid of everybody, it's going to be a good episode.
All right.
Now that we got rid of all the non-true fans, we can finally get down and talk about some cool stuff. So, I'm Ben. This is Tyler. This is America's Diesel Podcast, brought to you by Diesel Power Products. Make sure to check us out on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, Google Play. Leave a 5-star review, screenshot, send it to tyler@dieselpowerproducts.com. We'll send you a shirt, dank meme, handwritten. Anyhow, I wanted to get through that because I like this episode, and me and Tyler are gonna bring you some good stuff.
Yeah. I don't know what it is yet, but here we go.
All right. So I'm going off a little bit of my personal experience here. So again, zero diesel knowledge in this episode. I'm just kidding. There's a little bit. So where I am in life right now, me and my wife are trying to buy a house. And we found out recently that she's a teacher up here, and she was possibly going to lose her job because Spokane was firing a whole bunch of teachers, blah, blah.
Yeah, we'll get this. Okay, they're doing the teacher layoffs. Do you know how many new schools they're building in Spokane? It's ridiculous. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Anyways, get totally other topic. Just so you guys
know. we were house hunting, and then we had to stop because we didn't know if she was going to have a job or not. And I don't know if you know this or not, but having one spouse all of a sudden stop working severely changes how you hunt for houses.
Yeah.
Scientific fact, right? And so at that point, and we were going to find out by a certain date if she was going to get it or not, and they kept pushing the date. So in my head, I'm like, okay, obviously I got to provide for my family. We need to buy a house. I got a kid. We want to have another kid. We want to have a dog, all that kind of stuff. So it's time for Ben, you know, super adult, big time, whatever, get the job done. So I was like, okay, it's about time for me to find, you know, a work truck, because in the past, this is the first time I've never had an actual, like, pickup truck. You know, if I have a truck, I can usually find work to do. There's usually work out there for someone with a strong back, knows how to drive with a trailer, and has a pickup truck. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
So I started looking around for work trucks. Yeah. And I started, you know, really getting down to the pennies of what I could buy and thinking about the money I could make, like, over summer doing this and that, and really trying to figure out how I can make this work because I got to support my family.
Yeah.
That's just the way about it.
Yeah.
I mean, we make good money here, but, you know, if we're – it's not the same. I can't.
When you
all
have a dual income, I mean, it's a different story, and that's what you're used to. And then you don't have that. Possibly that freaked me out.
It freaks me out. It's all scary. Yeah. Anyhow, so it brought me to this episode. This talk we're gonna have right now is if you had to buy a work truck right now, knowing that you don't have a whole lot of money to work with, and make money with it. Like, what's your thought process? What truck would you get? Why? And, like, what kind of work do you think you'd do with it?
Yeah,
and I kind of know what I want, or I wanted at that point, because she got to keep her job. I'll skip to the end there. She got to, you know, got her job, and so now we're good. Now we're back looking for houses. Everything's fine. Yay! But it really got me thinking about what I would want for a work truck.
Yeah,
and I was not going to get a gas work truck because I knew that I needed to be able to tow with something. If I'm going to have to work and tow with something, and with a gas truck, you're basically just shooting yourself in the foot for the most part.
Right.
I'm not saying you can't do it, but
you're
probably not going to have a good time and probably going to lose all your money.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm going to throw it right on you, man. What would you do?
All
right.
So, I know we kind of briefly, I didn't necessarily know.
I mentioned this in passing.
So, I didn't necessarily know it was going to be a whole episode. But, so, when you said that, I don't know why I automatically went to a Ford.
Like, thank you.
An OBS. Yeah. I don't know why. It's like one of those things, maybe it's already junky, so it's like, hey, you know, if I beat it up, it's like, it's like, okay.
Bring me up, take me down.
I just had an epiphany. Mm-hmm. I just had an epiphany. And what I would pick, and I'm wondering if this is your same pick, I'm going to stick with this one, first-gen Cummins. Because I've always wanted one. And they're straight axle, leaf sprung, totally mechanical. It doesn't have enough power to hurt itself, but it can still tow.
Mm-hmm. Now think about You gotta make maybe change my mind. You gotta make money with this truck. It's like you don't want to. It doesn't have to be necessarily a daily driver or anything like that. Yeah. But think about how much first gens are going right now. A 4x4 that is actually good running right now.
That's true. That's true.
I'm not saying it needs to be virgin pristine or anything like that.
So what I was kind of thinking. No, so it's either okay. So either OBS, not IDI.
Do
you know what's funny today? Actually, I was driving when I was driving home for lunch. There was an IDI in front of me that had a sticker on the back. It said ATS Turbo on it. And he waxed me. I was behind him and we're at a light and it's a single lane. And I'm like, okay, he's in front of me, red light. I'm just going to floor it and see if I just give him a bump on the back. With the light turns green, I just mat it. And he just takes off. And I'm not even through the intersection yet. And he's already 100 yards on me. I'm like, man, whoo, how do I do this? How do I do that? So not IDI. Because, for two reasons. One, I already know they suck. Mm-hmm. And for two, one beat me today. So not that. Right. So OBS, so 94 to 97. But the more that I talk about it, more that I think about it, it's like those are kind of getting expensive too because everybody kind of wants them. But
and that's a factor.
And that is, yeah, and that is a fact. I'd have to do four-wheel drive because exactly. To me, especially where we live, snow plowing. Mm-hmm. I feel like I can make some money snow plowing.
Yeah.
Whether it be just my neighborhood or whatever, snow plowing, right?
Yeah.
So that's why, something with a – but the front end thing. So that's what kind of pushes me back to a first gen Cummins because it's like a. Because don't those. What do they have? Front end TTBE something. Okay.
Yes,
when you do this.
The twin track.
When you do this for your front end.
I know that the iTunes guys can't see me right now, but.
My Ford Explorer had that suspension.
Yeah, the twin traction beam, Dana 50 in the front.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
Solid,
ouch.
But not.
But, it is solid. So, I'm sure it would snowplow fine, but that's what makes me go back to a first-gen Cummins. So, I guess it would somewhat depend on, specifically what I was doing. Mm. But then at the same time, I'd probably shoot. The more that I'm kind of talking this through, I'm thinking first-gen Cummins just because I would know how to toy with it and play with it and get that extra power if I needed it for relatively cheap.
Gotcha. So, I thought about that.
Did you?
Yeah.
I'm so curious to know what you
picked. I'm going to take you through my thought process here. Right. Okay. Obviously, first thing comes to everybody's mind. Oh, dude, get a 7.3. Yeah. Okay. I get that. But how much the truck is going to cost up front, how much it's going to cost to maintain, and because we're getting a work truck, it's probably going to have a little higher mileage on it, what it's going to cost to get that thing back up and running and working for you.
Yeah.
So, okay. So I'm okay getting I wouldn't do an OBS. Go ahead, hate me, guys.
Really?
If I'm going to be working this truck hard, I know, especially up here, I need to have something that's intercooled, and I need to find something that I'm not putting a ton of money into to get to just a 7.3 intercooled.
Gotcha.
Okay? I'm not saying don't intercool your 7.3s. I'm just, for what I know that if I'm going to do this, I'm probably going to be overloading and towing this thing really hard.
Which they do really well with. I will say 7.3, got to hand it to them. Those things tow.
They get the job done. I've done it with one. I've done it with one non-intercooled.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of having a little bit of experience there. Would I do it again? I could, but so moving forward from there. So that means if we're going to 7.3, it's like a Super Duty 7.3.
Yeah.
And that means the transmission I'm working with is a 4-speed automatic. If I could find a manual, that'd be great. Also for the OBS stuff, they're going up in cost. It's just I'm not going to be able to find one that's going to be in my working range here. So we got a 4-speed automatic, a 7.3. It is intercooled, and that's fine. People are still trying to get high dollar amounts for these, even the Super Duty 7.3s.
Yeah.
Because if you want a Ford, and it's, and I'm okay with the interior being shot, that's fine. I'm going to put, I have to put a blanket over the seat, all kind of good stuff. I don't care if the AC doesn't work. It just has to get the job done. And they're still asking a ton of money for these trucks.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, if I'm trying to be Ford loyal, that puts me to a 6.0. I don't mind building a 6.0, but as far as me trying to get into a truck cheap and work with it hard, 6.0 is not going to cut it. I'm not going to do that to myself. 6.4, nope, starting to go up in price. 6.7, can't afford that. Because it's easy, and my budget, I'm seriously thinking $3,000-$5,000 at most.
Right.
I'm trying to get into this thing cheap and work it. So it gets me to goddamn Cummins.
Yeah.
And get yourself a second gen VP truck. Okay, not bad. All right.
Yeah.
Not bad. I was close to it. I couldn't quite bring myself to a VP truck because it is a little bit temperamental.
Yeah.
I mean,
I would say, yeah.
And a lot of these guys, again, you get that Cummins name, these Cummins trucks are just getting beat the crap out of.
What about 12 valve second gen? Is that what you picked?
No, that's not what I picked. But don't get, okay, 12 valve, great option. Intercooled, yeah. Solid axle, you know.
P-pump, mechanical, everything.
Mechanical, simple. Good to go there. Again, find me a, you know, one that's.
Right, price-wise. Price that's range. The thing. Yeah.
And so this is my answer is, you might see where I'm going with this, but. So, you know, so that pretty much rules out just about any Cummins because, yeah. You know, get me like a common rail. I'd love a common rail to work with. Awesome. Right. That's great. But even an 03 that's got a ton of miles on it.
Yeah. Rebuilt title, ton of miles, something like that.
I'm not finding it for, you know, sub 10.
Yeah. Much. No, that's true. That's true.
So, okay. So now I'm on the Duramax train. Okay. So now I'm like thinking to myself, I like the LMM body style. I'm not going to be able to afford that.
Yeah.
And then it got me thinking LB7.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And I was like, no way, Ben. You can't do an LB7.
Yeah.
You're crazy. Independent front suspension, injector issues, all this other kind of stuff. And I started like thinking about it. Okay. So I'm probably going to have injector issues. If it's working right now, at least I can run it till it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. And then I need to know that I can find a set of stock injectors for cheap.
Yeah.
And yes, stock injectors for a LB7, they are going to be more than stock injectors for a 7.3.
Yes.
Okay. But I'm also going to probably get better working out of this truck for cheaper money into it. Plus, I've got an Allison 5-speed in there.
Yeah.
Automatic transmission. It's going to work really well for me. Does well with tuning. I'm not trying to hop this thing up or anything like that. But basically, if I get it, it's bone stock. I'm doing a lift pump on it until I recoup enough money to cover whatever's going to break on the truck and just keep working it.
Mm-hmm.
Now the front end. Independent front suspension.
Snow plowing.
If you're snow plowing. Probably not going to be a great idea for snow plowing.
Yeah.
Can I make it work? Yeah, I can probably make it work. The other nice thing about that is front end components for that truck, relatively cheap.
They are, absolutely.
As much as I don't like replacing things over and over and over again, you know, if I need to get myself back on the road, I can go to O'Reilly's or Napa and probably find upper and lower control arms pretty quick.
Yeah.
It's not
for sure.
Something where I'm driving, you know, a Super Duty 7.3, and granted, I never have any front end issues, but high pressure oil pump, injectors, a lot more things leaking.
Yeah.
And it just, they're going to ask more money up front for it. So I need to be able to get into this truck and work it before any of that happens. Now, I'm not saying you can't do this with any of the other trucks, but I landed at the LB7.
Yeah.
Fixed vane turbo, 5-speed Allison.
Relatively cheap truck to pick up.
Everybody wants the, you know, as much as I never thought I'd say this and see it happening, LOIs are going up in cost.
I'm starting to kind of see your thinking on this and kind of, it's making sense. It is making sense. As far as, you might have a couple little issues here and there, but as far as the whole picture, it's really not that bad of an idea.
Yeah, it's got now, a good rear axle on it.
I have a tangent right now. What do you think the best truck is for a flatbed?
Oh, man.
Since we're talking about work trucks, I'll tell you mine. Go. And just because I love these trucks, third-gen Mega Cab. I think they're sick with a flatbed,
dude. Third-gen Mega Cab with a flatbed?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I think they're dope.
All right. Okay.
No? Yeah? No? Oh, yeah.
I don't know, dude, about the Mega Cab with the flatbed.
Mega Cab flatbed.
I don't know. That's a really short flatbed.
But it's cool. Have you ever seen one like built like with like 37s on it, dude?
I'll have to Google it.
Sick.
For me, I think I would go. It's got to be a four-door. Here's what I like doing.
Okay. Yeah.
Four-door long bed.
Yeah.
But I want the flatbed to be shorter than the factory bed was.
Okay.
I like a little bob action on it.
So me. You're okay. So you kind of hurt my feelings on the Mega Cab a little bit.
Yeah.
But same kind of idea. You could probably go. I don't know. Okay. I've never flatbedded anything. So if someone's out there like, oh, you Tyler, you can't do this. It's okay. Just
you ain't no real cowboy.
Okay. But I was thinking. Okay. So you could go a little bit longer on the bed to kind of compensate for that Mega Cab. Okay. I don't know. I mean, I love third gen Mega Cabs. Like that's like probably my favorite.
I know you do.
Favorite diesel. This is my favorite truck. So yeah, that's why I do it.
Yeah. So I landed on LB7.
Yeah.
And
I could see that working. You
know, it was kind of weird.
Would it be white?
It'd be whatever color I could find a Tivas. I'll tell you what, man.
Yeah.
It just had to be four wheel drive. I don't care if it's on stock tires or whatever. I'm just gonna, because at that point, and I'm sure I'm hoping a lot of folks can relate to this kind of stuff, but, you know, I started, you know, get backs against the wall.
Yeah.
It's time.
Yeah.
As much as I love being able to, And for those folks that are always, you know, you have to work 7 days a week to get by, this is no disrespect to you guys or anything like that. But, you know, it's like, okay, you know, it's, you know, I'm a husband and a father. You know, if I gotta work 7 days a week, I gotta work 7 days a week.
Yeah.
I love having 2 days to hang out with my wife and my kid and have fun and stuff like that. But I'd rather us, you know, not be in the poorhouse.
Yeah.
Than, I don't know. It was a little bit of a real adulting moment.
Well, yeah.
For me.
I mean, that's definitely freaky, man. Like,
a little freaky.
My wife actually just changed jobs and she went to, she's taking less money now. So it's like, mm-hmm. Same kind of thing. You know, it's like, well, not the same kind of thing. Like, I'm not looking for a second job or anything at this point, but it affects your lifestyle, especially if you're
Absolutely.
Used to a certain lifestyle, you know, and that stops happening. You're like, oh crap, man, I gotta get this back.
Yeah. So I learned it'll all be seven.
And, I'll be seven. Okay.
I don't take it back.
Don't take it back.
I'm not all taking right. it back.
All right. I'll come tow you with my first gen when you first go and snowplow.
Yeah. When you're into it
and your tires are, yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
When you just find it for 10 grand and
you
it
wait,
takes
man.
You 9
wait.
Months to make it. Because I also had to, like, I got my Excel sheet out.
Yeah.
And it forced me to really, like, dollar for dollar, like, how much do I think I can make per day on the weekends?
Yeah.
And how long would it be a good investment for me to, like, would it take me 4 months to start making money with this truck? Like, actually, once we get out of the hole, because obviously I'm not going to get a loan on this truck or anything like that. I had to work with almost, I wouldn't say an impossible budget, but an extremely low budget that I've never really had to work with before.
Yeah.
It was always like, oh, you know, I'd like to be around 10 grand, but if it's 15, it's really nice. Yeah, I can do it. Whatever.
Yeah.
This was like, no, you literally have like close to nothing.
Yeah.
So that's,
I can see how that works out though. I, my first impression is, oh man, that's not a good one. But then when you start explaining it, I'm
and
like,
that's
okay.
why they're cheap.
Yeah, that's cheap.
Nobody wants okay. LB7s, man.
Total other side note, since we're talking, I feel we're kind of, well, now we're randomly talking about stuff, but I don't know about anybody else, but I'm not going to buy one, but I'm actually really excited for the Jeep JL Gladiator, or the Jeep Gladiator with the Eco Diesel.
That's going to be cool.
Who's jacked on that platform? Because I am.
Our granola producer behind the camera?
Shaking his head, no. Get out of here, you van. Van life guy,
you goober.
Granola, go eat your granola and yogurt somewhere else.
Okay, if anybody has the ability to reach through technology and punch a guy in the head right now, our producer Cam, one of my close friends, just went from having a Super 6 7.3 E350 that was pimped out on the inside, did everything he needed to do, got rid of that for a spinner van. I get it, but I get it, but I don't.
He's shaking his head.
Yeah, whatever. I hate you.
No, I'm pretty jacked on that Eco Diesel Gladiator though. That thing is, if I don't know, if I was like in the market for a new truck, I think that would be something I would highly consider.
Mm-hmm.
Highly consider. I think they're so cool looking. So cool look. I've always liked like the AEV converted. They don't call it a Gladiator. What is it? The Brute. I always thought those were cool. And I was like, wow, if I ever bought a Jeep, that's probably the Jeep I would buy, is one with a truck bed. And now they're making it. And then they're putting a diesel in it.
Putting a diesel with an 8-speed.
Yeah. So.
That's cool.
I don't know. Maybe if I win the lottery, you'll see me roll up with one. It'd be like OD green, though. Like, it'd be something like it would be like not like your normal color.
Yeah.
Not a regular color. It'd have to be something like, I don't know. I like that, like, OD green. I don't know. I've seen a couple of them that are like that military green. I was like, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's how I would buy it, yeah.
So, Cameron, our camera guy, is making funny faces at me because we're talking about work trucks right now. And I think he has an opinion. So, I'm going to kind of talk for him. Hit me.
Yeah.
Just like you can get into a lot of other, 10 grand buys a lot of other truck.
Okay, 10 grand buys a lot of other truck. You're
right.
We're
talking about 10 grand, though.
I'm talking like 3 to 5 grand.
Okay. Go ahead, Cam.
I thought you could pick up like your LB7, you could pick up.
Less I'm thinking like LB7 with a butt ton of miles on an extended cab, short bed, long bed, whatever configuration, as long as it was in good running order for like 3,000 to 5,000.
Okay. And I think again goes back to Tyler's saying.
First gen. Well, I could put.
No, what you're going to use the truck for.
Okay, right. So what we're using the truck for, you know, it's obviously a work truck. It's going to be loaded. It's probably going to be towing, doing all that kind of stuff. And I don't want to have to put a lot of money into it.
Yeah.
Ever, hopefully.
Give you the benefit of the doubt here. I mean, obviously, like a that, I don't know what generation you call that Chevy pickup, but you know, like a company from like 2000 to 06 or whatever, like mm-hmm. that style of truck, like probably the number one work truck in America. Like as far as like a work truck, that's why I asked if yours is white, because those are usually like probably. White, like, you know, four wheel drive. There's a basic half ton, which yeah, you can pick up for pretty cheap.
Well, yeah. And that's, so Cameron was trying to talk about like getting like a gas rig. This is no disrespect to Cameron. I love him. He brings in a different point of view. He's a granola guy. He gets it. He bridges that gap.
Yeah.
But talk about like, okay, why don't you just get like a, you know, a half ton maybe, or even like a 3/4 ton gasser. You find that way cheaper. You're right. They are going to be a lot cheaper. But here's where I kind of run into that wall here. Not just because of what it says on the back here, but because I need it. Like, I would almost be guaranteed that this thing's going to be towing a lot.
Yeah.
If I say get like a GM truck with a 6 liter in it, 6 gasser, 4L80, okay, good transmission, good to go there.
Yeah.
I'm going to be towing a lot with it. I'm going to be getting like at most 7 to 8 miles a gallon towing hard yeah. with this thing. And even then unloaded, I'm not going to be getting more than like 12 or 15.
Yeah. And just, I mean, think of the stress on the components too. I mean, if you're right. also getting a higher mileage rig and you're trying to tow really heavy with it, I mean, you might wipe some things out quick. No, right. And people would probably, if people follow us and like listen to our rants, they'd be like, hey, Tyler, you're putting a 5.3 in your diesel. Yeah, like, idiot. You idiot. Like, you work for Diesel Power Products. What's your problem? Okay. I get it. I understand. Okay. But at the same time, it's like, if I want to do that, you got to pay to, again, I think we talked about this in a previous episode, pay to play. So if I'm going to do a diesel, I got to make sure that I've got the axles for it. I got to make sure that I got the transmission for it. I got to make sure everything surrounding it's going to make that happen. Whereas a 5.3 and a half ton Suburban makes way more sense. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's all what's in your budget and what you're going to do. If you're going to like do a landscaping business and tow around a lawnmower or whatever, then fine. Perfect.
Yeah.
Not a problem. But if you're a guy that's going to maybe like do some like heavy hauling, I mean, and you're going to do that consistently.
Like, I need to be able to know that if I was able to split a trailer with a friend or buy one yeah. or something like that, that if someone's like, hey, I've got, you know, I don't need to ever be worried that my truck can't tow what I need to put on there.
Right.
I'm not saying that like, oh, an LB7 can tow anything in the world. I know that I'm going to face limitations with that gas engine.
Yes.
Now, that being said, if someone were to be like, hey, I've got this old, like this 03 6 liter 2500 single cab long bed that ran great when I parked it 2 years ago, $500, it's yours. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, and it's all about that entry cost and making sure that like you're making money in the end.
Yeah.
Cause I can make back $500 for a truck, even if I have to do the bait, you know, put $400 into it
yeah.
and get that moving. It's all about trying to like turn that truck into making money.
Moneymaker.
And that's yeah. where I was kind of looking at there. And I'm not going to lie, I kind of wanted a diesel. I'm just going to put it out there.
But, yeah.
But like, if that opportunity presented itself, it's like, okay, I can make that happen with yeah. a gasser if I need to.
Yeah.
Again, I knew it needed to be at least a 3/4 ton, so I wasn't going to try to make a half ton work or anything like that.
Sure.
But I mean, good perspective. I still love you.
Yeah.
Even though you eat granola and you have sandals.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about you.
Seek.
To be honest with you, Cameron. No, just joking. I love you. Glasses so, and all.
So, glasses are cool, bro.
Yeah, they are.
That's going right. to... Tyler, I think you've got something you got to get off your chest.
Oh, God. Car washes.
Okay,
guys. How many of you out there drive by a car wash, okay? Okay, so first of all, it's been a very long time since I had a vehicle that actually fit into a car wash, like, you know, normally. I mean, my Suburban probably does, but I don't wash that. I mean, I wait for Mother Nature mm-hmm. to wash that thing. But like your Excursion, like
there was like one car wash in Spokane that fit.
So when I had a rig that fit, touchless, like, are you crazy? Mm-hmm. Like, don't go to a touchy feely car wash. Don't go to a, I don't, you know, whatever they call them, the brush ones. I don't know what you want to call those car washes. Those things are brutal.
Yeah.
It's just like a mop, like a bunch of mops just kind of whipping around on your paint, right?
Well, it's not just the mop, but the mop that has the stuff from the guy before you.
Yeah.
The guy before him.
Yeah.
The guy before him.
Seriously,
maybe
right?
Maybe the girl before her.
So ridiculous, right? So I stress out every time. You know what's funny is there's this gas station by my house. And every time, like, I'll stop there periodically, grab a case of beer or whatever on the way home. And there'll be a line for this freaking car wash, and I like want to go up to each car and be like, do you know what you're doing? Do you know what you're doing to your paint job? Like, I just want to stop him and be like,
stop it.
Just what are you doing? This freaks me out, right? Like, I'm driving by and I'm like, I'm driving past the outlet, right? So where the cars are coming out. Mm-hmm. And when the cars come out, there's like these like big brushes that are like the drying brushes, right? Whatever. They're like, it's like literally like this, like a car getting forced through like some brushes, right? And I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, man, that can't be good. Like, that's in my car's bubble.
That's like a fat guy in a little jacket.
Yeah, it's like you're in my car's bubble. Like when I purposely park like away from the front of like a grocery store because I don't want you in my bubble. Mm-hmm. I don't want you near my car. I don't want door dings. I'm looking at crap. So every time I drive by one of those car washes, I want everybody to think about this, and this is how we're ending this podcast. I'm gonna say one name and it's all gonna make sense, and you're always gonna think about this every time you drive by one of these car washes. Joe Biden. Done.
And that ends this episode. Thanks for tuning in.
See ya.